the shops. Well, you go down to the bottom. First of all, in Monmouth Street, we lived at 41. 43, there was a family called Ranyards. And they, when they moved out, we had a family called Gotts. And they were Salvationists. And then, next door to 43 was 45 and 47, which had a wide archway with doors on, and that was Shaw's, the magnet manufacturers. And they used to make all magnets in the up in those shops. And that was there. But at the bottom of the street, right on the corner of Bramall Street, was a grocery and Beer Off. And they used to call them butchers. Walter Butcher was their son. I don't know what they called the father. Walter Butcher was their son. And as you went round the corner further still, there was a sweet shop. I don't know the name of them. But next door to that was, facing the top of Eppert Street, was a hardware shop called Johnson's. And I used to pay into a firework club there, put my eightpennies and pennies in, and get all my fireworks for November the 5th. But he used to sell vinegar, he used to sell paraffin, he used to sell all the different hardware stuff that you wanted, he got. Candles and goodness knows what. Then going on past there was, I think was a cobbler's. And then there was a sweet shop called Stutchbury's. And I think they had up. They did all newspapers and sweets.
Everything. Mm.
And they, I think they adopted a daughter. But coming back, as I say, into Brunsfring Lane was this. There was a chip shop. And the chip shop was owned by Mrs. Hibbertson. She was the owner of the chip shop. And we used to go for a penneth and a penny, or a penneth and a tuppenny, in those days, with a few scraps on. But Mrs. Ibbotson had that chip shop quite a while, I don't know how long. But before she moved in the chip shop, she had a house up Victoria Street. And she used to sell pea and pies from that house, with gravy on them. And you used to put them in a dish, put the pea and pies in the dish, you used to take your own dish, and she used to put the gravy on, and you used to take them home, and you'd have the pea and pies, and they were very nice. Coming further along Bramall Street, you had the post office, which was owned by Mr. Ward. That was his name, Mr. and Mrs. Ward. Then you came to Thomas Street, and as you went down Thomas Street, at the corner of Bath Street was Bartholomew's little sweet shop. And I palled up with a chap called Albert Bartholomew, who used to French polish furniture. But his father had this little sweet shop, and on the other corner of Bath Street was a barber called Kenyon's. He used to shave and cut hair and all that kind of thing. And just below there in Thomas Street was a firm called Rags. I think they were a lot of dairy products, eggs and all that kind of thing. Come back up to the top of Thomas Street, and just round the corner was a chemist shop. Can't remember the name of the person that ran the chemist shop it was, but I taught him to drive. And at one time, there was a little clothes shop there. As you went further along there, There was Gallons. Do you remember Gallons? Gallons, yeah, they had shops about the place. They had several shops about. And then, as you went past Gallons, there was Zaya's, which was the pork shop. And they had a whole front shop with chickens and fish and all that kind of thing. And when it was Christmas, they had all the turkeys all along from the top, and that was Zaya's. Down the side of Zaya's was a wide yard, and down that yard was Kenton's, K-E-N-T-O-N, Kenton's. That was a blacksmith's. And one of the Kentons married the Dleed, Irie Dleed, from the pub. And, Irene lived until not all that long ago, and she came to live up here, but he died, of course, and that was that. And then you went, if you came back up the yard and went back on Bramall Street, there was a pawn shop, which was quite well used at that time. And then, if I remember rightly, I'm not quite certain about this, whether there was a pub on the corner called the Fitzwilliam. As you went down Fitzwilliam Street, there was a bakery.
I don't know what they call them.
I can't remember. I know. There was one on Bramall Street as well, weren't there? Was that Creek's?
Oh, that was across the road.
Yeah. But there was a bakery just down there. So coming back up, just up Fitzwilliam Street, was the Fitzwilliam Street Hall. And as a child, I used to go to Fitzwilliam Street Hall. I think it was a Tuesday evening, and we used to go. There were a lot of children went. And the preacher was called Mr. Yellen. And if I could sing, I'd sing you the song that we used to sing. But always. And from there, we come back down, and there was Hills on the corner, a manufacturing company called Hills. I don't know whether they didn't do some material for hospitals and that kind of thing. And as you come along Bramall Street, coming back the other way from what we've just gone, you had a bakery called Crick's. Very nice bakery it was. And then you came along and there was another barber's shop. Oh, and there was a tripe shop where they used to serve your tripe on newspaper with a bit of greaseproof, and they serve your tripe and you put salt and vinegar on, and you used to walk along the street eating your tripe. And as you went round the corner into Cavendish Street was Woolhouses, the paper shop. I believe they are quite a big family. And then, of course, you went up Cavendish Street, where you came. There was a school on the left-hand side, Springfield School. And on the left-hand side, above Bolton Street, was the girls' school. I forget what they called it now. There was a girls' school. And then right at the top, opposite, was Freeman Oaks Garage. And their showroom came in the top of Fitzwilliam Street. On the corner of Bramall Street and Brunswing Lane, on the corner like that, you had a beer off and grocery shop. You had Mrs. Lockwood, who had the sweet shop, did very well with all the children at school. Then you had a greengrocer shop.